Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. My name is Omar Andujar, and you are listening to Compliance Chats, a new podcast series intended to keep University of Connecticut staff and faculty up to date on various compliance matters. Today, we are joined by Lori Neal. Lori is a compliance and records management specialist in the Office of Audit, Compliance, and Ethics. Today's topic is related to records and information management and how to properly dispose of university records, which leaves us with the central theme, to shred or not to shred. That is the question. So Lori, that's a humorous and catchy theme. That said, it seems like every organization, regardless of industry, has or should address this topic. So before moving any further, let's start by answering the question, what is a record and what do you mean by information?
Records, regardless of their format, document a business transaction or event or record some sort of institutional knowledge. Information generally refers to valuable data within an organization, and it's data that is typically pulled together in a meaningful format. You can imagine at the university that we have lots of records, data, and information. With student records alone, you have applications, transcripts, internship files, career assistant records, privacy waivers, and the list goes on and on. So that's just a scratching the surface of what records are, but they come in all different shapes and sizes, and chances are you have records in your office.
Thank you. Definitely agree with what you said. The list goes on and on. Now, you've also mentioned the term records and information management. Can you tell us what you mean by that and how does it impact employees?
So it's really addressing how to manage the full life cycle from creation to disposition of records. We are required to follow the state's records management policies and procedures. For example, the state's record disposition policy prescribes a process for how long we are required to keep university records and a process for requesting permission to destroy records.
Interesting. About this records disposition policy, how long are employees required to keep university records?
So it depends on the type of record. Each record has a different associated record retention requirement. Employees should visit our RIM website at rim.ucon.edu to determine how long he or she is required to keep a particular type of record. Once the associated minimum retention period is met, an employee must fill out Form RC-108 and submit it to Betsy Pittman over at the Dodd Center. She is the records management liaison officer, and Betsy will take a look at that form, make sure it looks good to her, sign off on it. And then it gets circulated for a few more signatures. And once you get that form back, you know, okay, I can let go of these records. I got permission. You'll get a copy of that form back, and that's when you can destroy the records. That brings us to our theme of the podcast, to shred or not to shred. That is the question. You are going to want to make shredding arrangements for any university records that are confidential or sensitive in nature. So if you have a hunch that that's the case, err on the side of caution and shred. Central stores will provide a free shredding service. We can point you in that direction if that's the way you want to go. A lot of the regional campuses do contract with a vendor to shred their records. For additional guidance on shredding, you can reach out to us and we will help walk you through it. At any time throughout this process, whether you're assessing records or you've received the form back, if you ever receive a litigation hold or notice of an audit or, let's say, a Freedom of Information request, you must suspend the destruction of relevant records.
Excellent. So you've given us a lot of great information, such as the state records retention schedule and form RC-108. Can you share with our listeners where they could find more about this topic and learn more about your office?
I recommend visiting rim.ucon.edu for more guidance. You can reach out to myself or Betsy Pittman directly. You will find our contact information on the website. We are more than happy to walk you through all of these policies and procedures and retention periods. And for other compliance matters, you can visit audit.ucon.edu.
Thank you. Lori, we are just about out of time, but I did want to sneak in one last bonus question, and that is, what do you like most about your job as it relates to records and information management?
Anyone on any given day could be coming to me with a record retention question, and that really exposes me to all the wonderful things that are going on at the university, and I get to meet a lot of great people.
Well said, Lori. And thanks again for taking time to chat with us and providing us with the tangible examples that you shared and the key reminders on records and information management. Also, special thanks to our listeners for tuning in. We hope that this segment was helpful, and we encourage you to reach out to us should you need any additional information. As a reminder, Compliance Chats was brought to you by the Office of Audit, Compliance, and Ethics. I've been your host, Omar Andujar, and please be well and look for other interesting Compliance Chats in the coming weeks. Thank you.